So again, we started Rabbi Yechon. So Rabbi Yechon said, "I feel the time of Chayson. Now I can't choose, but can't choose his suba." I'm looking for Rabbi Yechon and Kolech to be Kimom and Malchus. We ask to be Mukalok and Mimayu Leim Mishalom. So Gemara has a mocker for it, and then Gemara says it. Gemara goes on to say that there are two exceptions to the rule. Even according to Rabbi Yechon, and Chayvul and Edom Zayim are exceptions to the rule. There it's Mishalom and Eloike. And the Gemara brings the drushes. Kiddush shall be light. So I mentioned at the end of the last year, Rabbi Kregis Kasha. Kregis says, what did Rabbi Yechon gain? Rabbi Yechon says, the steer is between the Mishnah Makkas and the Mishnah Bayas. The Mishnah Makkas says, Deka by Bala Chaisai. The Mishnah Bayas says, you pay Knas by Bala Chaisai. You can't be like the Mishalim. So Rabbi Yechon's answer is, Kanchi Yisubai, Kanchi Lehisubai. Rabbi Yechon holds, whatever you have Makkas, then you get Makkas. The Makkas trumps the moment. So the Mishnah Makkas is talking about Kishi Yisubai. I feel the time, it could be a Chaisai Naira. It could be a girl who has knas, but it doesn't matter if she has knas, since there's a hasra and there's malchus. The malchus overrides the knas, overrides the moment. But at the end of what do you gain? So the malchus overrides the knas, but besides the knas, you also have boishes of gam, and boishes of gam is chavolos. Chavolos then is even according to Rabbi Yechon that mimayin mishalim il kolaylogi. So the moment of knas can't override the malchus, but the moment of boishes of gam ought to override the malchus. Elamayis lechlemeimer. Maybe it's talking about a shaita where there is no boishes of gam, and maybe it's talking about a mafuta where there is no tzar, like the Gemara said in Amud Aleph. But the Gemara doesn't say that here in Amud Beis. Right? I mean, it's a very glaring. Rabbi Kregis' question is a very glaring question of shat on Amud Aleph. Where was Marech? That in Ulas Teretz, Kan Machais Nara, Kan Machais Begeres. So in Ulas Teretz, the Gemara is Marach, what did you gain? Achais Begeres. But what happened to Boishes of Gam? What happened to Tzar? And then one has to answer that it's talking about the Shoita, Mefuta, or maybe Yisoyim Mefuta. Here we come to Rabbi Yechon and Teretz, Kan Shisubay, Kan Shalay Hisubay, and Lechoy, you have exactly the same question. Mele took care of Knas, Kan Shisubay, Kan Shalay Hisubay, but what happened to Boishes of Gam? Boishes of Gam is Chavolas, by Chavolas, there is Mimayim Shalim, Mekulay Loki. That's Rabbi Kregis Kasha. So al kochach, you have to say one of two things. Craig himself discusses it. Either we have to say, could you tell me what are the two possibilities? What could we answer for this question?
What's the
premise? First we could say that maybe the premise is wrong. Maybe Boishes of Gam does not have a din of chavolus. No, there's a kosev at bechavolus. It was said by Chavolas. Maybe Boishes of Gam is not Chavolas. Maybe it's a different parsha. We already saw such a thing. Where do we see such a thing? That maybe Boishes of Gam is a different parsha than Chavolas. We saw it in Rambam. The Rambam holds that Chavolas, Nezek and Sar and Boishes are Knas. And on the other hand, Boishes of Gam we know is Momen. So we said the Rambam Shittuv apparently is that Boishes of Gam is not the same as Chavolas. Tell it from a bitzel ponimus or al hesber. The Ramashita is that chavolus is really a kaifa l'rosh hayavarim. Fundamentally, the chiyuv of nezek and sar and boishes is fundamentally like the pasuk says. The Rambam takes it literally. Kasheitin b'mo'odim kenyan osim, but he ought to be losing his own rosh hayavarim. He ought to have himself. We should give him sar. We should give him boishes. We should cut out his eye. But he pays a kaifa. So it's a kaifa l'rosh hayavarim. That's a knas. Masha'en came by Boishes of Gam, which will explain. By Boishes of Gam, you can't say he should become a Bula too. He made her into a Bula, he should become a Bula. It doesn't make any sense. There it's a Pasha Tachiyah Mama. So there we saw a mocker for this Shita, that Boishes of Gam is not a Chiyah of Chavolos. Where else do we see it? That Boishes of Gam might not be a Chiyah of Chavolos, might not be a Pasha of Chavolos. Tosis later on in the beginning of the fourth pair. The Gemara says that Mesa Av, where you speak a Lamed Benin, Hashem Mesa Av, if the father died before that mother bedin, so the Mishnah says that the money harei heim shel asma, that the money, the tashlumen, doesn't go to the yorshim of the father because ain't the money is knas lebanav, it goes to the daughter. So he says over there, yeah. Okay, fine, that's knas. But what about boishes of gam? The Mishnah is talking about boishes of gam as well. Boishes of gam is regular mamonis. Why should that go to the tashlumen? Yeah, I mean, that's for sure. Boishes of Gam is regular momentous. So why should that go to the daughter? That should go to the Yoshe'ah. So Tosis is a hekesh. But since the Torah, the Chiyu of Boishes of Gam is learned out from, Rambam Gimel brings it from Sukkim in the Parsha of Knas. So there's a hekesh of knas, the boishes of gam. And the Ramban, right, that's a toast over there on Gimel. So we learn out boishes of gam, how do we know there's a boishes of gam? And more later on, that man learns it out from Abai and Rova. They have drushes for it, but the drushes are in the parshas of knas. Either from Tachas HaShe'ino, Mechaldi Kavoshes of Gam, or from Hashoy Chavimo, Dmei Shechiva is the Knas, but Mechaldi Kavoshes of Gam. So the drushes for Kavoshes of Gam are in the parish of Knas. So there's the Hekesh, that whatever, wherever the Knas is addressed to, so you send the same envelope for the, in the same envelope you put the Kavoshes in the Gam. So if the Knas goes to the daughter, the Kavoshes of Gam, even though by rights the daughter goes to the Yoshe Av, but it goes to the daughter as well. And the Ramban is Chayil, the Ramban says, there's no such Hekesh. The chiyuv of boishes gam, he says, it's in parshas mishpatim by chavolos. Rabbi and Rava just making a drasha la'apuke. You shouldn't think that the chamishim kesef covers everything. You know, maybe when the Torah says you give chamishim kesef, that's one price covers all the tashlumim. So Gemara says a ribui mechaldik boishes gam. That don't make that mistake. The chamishim kesef is only for the knas, but the other chavolos doesn't take care of. But fundamentally, the chiyuv chavolos says in parshas mishpatim. It doesn't say in the parshas of knas. It's regular chavolos, and therefore there's no hekesh. And therefore, the Rabban learns Pshat in the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak differently, that the Mishnah that says that lahispik olam and bedin, the knas goes to the daughter, that the money goes to the daughter, it means the money of knas. But in the chanami, the boishes of gam goes to the yoshe'af. So we spoke about this last semester, that vice toys, here also you see apparently such a machlokes, that toysis holds, at least that toysis holds, that boishes of gam is not regular chavolos, it's a new parsha mechudeshes of boishes of gam, and that parsha mechudeshes of boishes of gam is hukish to knas. And the Rabban holds that it's not a new parsha; it's the regular chavolos, and regular chavolos has a dinim of regular chavolos. And if regular chavolos go to the yoshe hanizik, so over here the regular chavolos, the boishes of gam goes to the yoshe ha. So there also we saw that machlekes. We see such a machlekes. Where else do we see this machlekes about this issue whether boishes of gam is a parsha mechudeshes or whether it's just chavolos? Taisis shonim and amar aleph. Taisa Shisharim and Amar Aleph, Rabbi Natan said, you know, Ula said that you pay Mishalim and Eloika. Ula's answer was, for the steer in the Mishnayas, Ula's answer was, Kaima Chayse Nara, Kaima Chayse Begeres. And what's it, Mechlal, this over Ula, Kolecha Dika Momen Umalkas, Mbaina Mishalim, Milka Leloki. So Taisa asked the Kasha, how does anyone know that Ula holds this in Kol Terakula? Maybe he only holds it back Knas, because there's a Rebbe of Naira, Naira, Hanaira. Taisus and the Papal around that question. We don't have to get back now into the Pilpul of that question. But Taisus answered, B'shem Rabbein Atan, that in the Chirami, the main deal of the Gemara is not from what Ula said about Knas. Knas might be an exception because of Naira, Naira, Naira. The main deal was because what Ula said about Boishes of Gam. Because Rabbein Atan learned the Gemara that when the Gemara said, Vahika Boishes of Gam, and the Gemara answered that it's talking about Yisrael and Mefuto, that was Ula talking. So the Gemara's deal, Mechal the Sirle, Alma Kasova Uluk, Ohechadik and Boman Malkas, Memoinim Shal Mukle Loki, the Dik was not from what Ula said about Knas. A Knas anyway have exerted because of Naira Hanaira. The main Dik was from what Ula said about Boshes of Gam. So Taisi Shonim asked on Rabbein Atam, if the Gemara is primarily talking about Boshes of Gam, not about Knas, and the Gemara says Minoli Lulaho, and the Gemara wants to say that he learns it out from Chavolos. And the Gemara says, no, you can't learn out from Chavolos because you can't chai b'chamish advarim. He has to tell Shonim, what's the kasha? According to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the kasha? You can't learn out from Chavolos because Chavolos have chamish advarim. And Boishes of Gam is Chavolos. The same way Chavolos has chamish advarim, so Boishes of Gam is chamish advarim. It's two out of the chamish advarim. No, not every time you punch somebody in the nose do you really have to pay chamish advarim. Maybe he doesn't have to go to the hospital. Maybe he doesn't have to stay out of work. But Chavolos has Be'etzim Chamish Advarim, so Boishes of Gam is a certain kind of Chavolos. Maybe he doesn't have to go to the hospital, so there won't happen to be any Ripui and Shevis. But Be'etzim, it's a regular Chavolos, and it has Chamish Advarim. So what's the Gemara's Kashan Ula? It's the difference between Shon rejects Rabbein Atam's Pshat. What's Pshat in Rabbein Atam? What would Rabbein Atam answer? Stomer Rabbein Atam would answer that it's not Chavolos. Like Tashin Dab Mem, that Boishes of Gam is not Chavolos, and it doesn't have Chamish Advarim. Maybe it has two Dvarim, three Dvarim, but it doesn't have Chamish Advarim. So again, you see, Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Taisus Shonim seems to be a major Machlekes Rishonim. This is right from last semester. If Boishes of Gam is just an instance of Chavolos, just a kind of Chavolos, or if it's a new Parsha Mechudeshes. So if we'll say that Boishes of Gam is a Parsha Mechudeshes and it's not Chavolos, then Rabbi Kreg is Kavshim Opishveh. Because Boishes of Gam, Chavolos is an exception to the rule. Rabbi Yochanan has an exception, Keini Nosim Boi, that by Chavolos, Mamayna Mishal Milka Leiloki. It has nothing to do with Boishes of Gam. By Boishes of Gam, the rule will be Milka Loki, Mamayna Le Mishal. So Meila Rechonis Teres is good. Kanshi Yisrubay, Kanshi Yisrubay. If it's Yisrubay, there's Malkus. If there's Malkus, the same way he doesn't have to pay Knas, the Ma'aris doesn't have to pay Knas. He doesn't have to pay Boishas B'gam and Sar either. Chavolis is an exception to the rule, but Boishas B'gam are not. That's alternative number one. Of course, that alternative only works if you hold like those who showed him, but Boishas B'gam is a Parsha M'chudesh. What if you hold like the Tosis who showed him? That Boishas B'gam, or like the Ramban, that Boishas B'gam is plain ordinary Chavolis. So then you still have Rabbi Kerega's kasha. So is there another way out of Rabbi Kerega's kasha?
Pen Yosef.
You could answer that maybe, yes, it's true that Chavolos is an exception to the rule, and that Chavolos, Rabbi Yochanan concedes that Mamayna Mishalem Milkalei Loki, but that's only when we're talking about the Malkus of Pen Yosef. The Malkus of Rabbi Yochanan holds ordinarily Milkalei Loki Mamayna Mishalem. Malkus trumps Mamayna. By Pen Yosef, by the love of Chavolos, the love of Pen Yosef is a weak love, it's a weak Malkus. And it's trumped. There we say, Mimayim Shalom Milkalei Loki, that Malkus is overridden by a Chi of Mammon. But that's only the Malkus of Pen Yosef. But if you have another Malkus, for example, what? Achaisai. If you have another Malkus of Achaisai, Yom Kippur also, but if you have a Malkus of Achaisai, so then Chavolos is like any other life of the Torah, and Milka Loki Mimayna Le Mishal. So that'll be another way out of Rabbi Kregis Kasher. Basically, there's only Rabbi Kregis Kasher, a very glaring, it's not like some kind of, you know, far fetched pilpul dikka Kasher. Rabbi Kregis Kasher is mamash a gorilla in the middle of the Gemara. You know, the Gemara in Amar Aleph discuss what happened to Boishas B'gam in Ula. It comes to Rabbi Yochanan, and all of a sudden Boishas B'gam is not a problem. Why is it not a problem? By Chavolos, Rabbi Yochanan is Maidim. Maidim Mishal, Milkalokir. Rabbi Kregis Kasher is a very obvious problem in the Suya. I mean, maybe we need Rabbi Kregis to point it out to us, but it's a very glaring problem in the Suya. So, there's only two ways out. One way out is to say that Boishas B'gam is not Chavolos. That's totally not Machlekes Yishonim, Tais Yishonim, and the Ramban on the one hand, the Rambam and Rabbi Natam on the other. That's one way out of Rabbi Kerega's kasha. The other way out of Rabbi Kerega's kasha is to say that yes, it's true that Chavolos are an example, and that by Chavolos, Mamayna Mishalim Milkalei Loki, but only clapping the lav of Pen Yosef, which is maybe a weak lav. But if you have other lav involved, like the lav of Achaisai, then Chavolos are not an exception to the rule, and then we revert to the regular rule of Rabbi Yochanan, which is Milkalei Loki, Mamayna Le Mishalim. Okay, do we know anybody who talks about that? That issue, anyway, any Rishonim, we'll talk about that. Is the din of Chavolos being exception to the rule? Was that said only vis-a-vis the lav of Pen Yosef, or was it said clapping of the lavin as well? The Rama? Which Rama? What? Tell me he's not a twin. Which Rama? What? Yom Kippur. Right, Yom Kippur. The Rama says that Chayvel B'chaveri and Yom Kippur. So then you have two lavim. Besides lav Pen Yosef, you also have the lav of Yom Kippur. Or Yom Tov, also the Chor is the same thing. I don't know why the Rambam talks about Yom Kippur, Yom Tov. I don't know, maybe I'm missing something. But Chor Yom Tov should be the same thing. Part of the Rambam says somebody's Chayvel B'chaver Yom Kippur. So the Rambam says that the Rambam passing the Kaviyachon, ordinarily Milkaloki Mimayna Lemishalim, says the Rambam there's one exception. The only exception is Chavolos. Chavolos is the one exception to the rule. Mamayna Mishalem Milkalei Leiloki. The Maimon Muska parenthetically, that by itself is a Shveram. The Rambam is in Perek Dalet of Chavolos Halacha Tes. Anybody have a Rambam? Achayvu b'chaveri b'yayim ha-kipurim. Feel the mezid, so there's a chi of Malkus. The chorus should be a chi of Malkus. Chayev b'tashlumim. Afal pishom, Rav Eir shul chayev b'leh Malkus. Even though he didn't have Eir that has a chi of Malkus. V'haloi kolam chi of Malkus v'tashlumim loike v'ein ha-mishalim. She'ein odom loike ha-mishalim. What happened to the rule that milka loki m'mayim le-mishalim? So if the Ram, kachem ha-dvarim ba-koil, that's the general rule, chutz mi-chayev b'chaveri. With the one exception of chayev b'chaveri, shul mishalim. There we say that he's mishalim, and he's not loike. The Rambam brings the wrong pasuk. Shifta yitin v'rapa yirapa. The Gemara learns it out from Kenyan Osiba. That's a problem in the Rambam. It's not a problem in the Rambam. It's also funny in the Rambam This parenthetic, nothing to do with really our primary discourse today, but just parenthetic in the Rambam. The Rambam says, "B'chol ha'Torah kulo, the rule is milka loki loy m'moinu loy m'shalav, kachem m'advarim b'koil, chutz m'chayvel b'chaneir." There's one exception, and that's chayvel b'chaneir. What's Shara in the Rambam? There's another exception. There's not one exception. The Gemara says there's two exceptions. Chayvel b'chaneir and Ein Zayman. Okay, that will come back then when we talk more about Ein Zayman, maybe in the next Lama. Just flagging that. For future reference. But Akoponim, Shitas Rambam is that if somebody's Chayvel B'Chayvel Yom Kippur, so he's Mamoyna Mishalam Milka Leilok. So you see the Rambam that the din that Chayvel B'Chayvel is an exception, and he's Mishalam Ein Aleika, is not only clapped by the lav of Pen Yosef. It's not just that the lav of Pen Yosef that's weak. Again, it's the moment of Chavolus that's strong. And the moment of Chavolus overrides not only the Malala, it overrides all Malkus. When you have normally Malkus, is overridden by, ordinarily rather, Mammon is overridden by Malkus. The Mammon of Chavolus overrides Malkus. Doesn't matter what Malkus, takes on all comers. It could be the Malkus of Pen Yosef, it could be the Malkus of Yom Kippur. Mammon overrides, Mammon of Mishalim, and overrides all Chivim Malkus. Even extraneous Chivim Malkus, other Chivim Malkus like Yom Kippur. So the Filer Amam, if the Mammon of Chavolus overrides the Malkus of Yom Kippur, it should also override the Malkus of what? Of a chosay. So the filer amam, if somebody was bala chosay and he was chayvul in her at the same time, so it would be memayna mishalam milkalei loki. So this way out of Rabbi Kreger's kasha is not available to the Rambam. But that's okay, because the Rambam has the other way out. As bekitzer, l'chori have to say achas mina echad mina shnai. Because to get out of Rabbi Kreger's kasha, because Rabbi Kreger's kasha is machriach, one of two things. Either we have to say that Boshes Gam is not Chavolus. That'll be the Rambam's way out. Or we'll have to say that Chavolus is an exception to the rule. Maybe that includes Boshes Gam, but it's only an exception to rule vis-a-vis the Lav of Pen Yosef. But it's not an exception to rule vis-a-vis other Lavim. That way out is not available to the Rambam. The Rambam had the other way out. But we don't have to, you know, fine. But one of those two things is going to be Much. Any Rishon who happens to hold that Chavolus, that Boshes Gam is Chavolus, he's going to have to exit the other side of the stage. He's going to have to get out of the kasha the other way. He's going to have to say that Chavolus is an exception to rule only vis-a-vis Pen Yosef and not vis-a-vis the other lot. So the Moshe L'Tosis Yishonim, who holds that Boshes Gam is regular Chavolus, so how's he going to get out of Rabbi Kreger's kasha? Again, if Rabbi Kreger was kind of side kasha, so, you know, a kasha is not the end of the world. But Rabbi Kreger's kasha is a basic feature of the structure of the sukkah. So it's a very strong hechuch. You have to say one of the two things. You have to say that Boshes Gam is not Chavolus. Or you have to say that Boshes Gam is Chavolus, and Chavolus are an exception to the rule. It's Memoinim Shalom Milka Loi Loki, but only Klapi the Lav of Pen Yosef, which is a weak Lav apparently. But Klapi other Lav, and Klapi the Lav of Achosei, Klapi the Lav of Yom Kippur, then it'll be a regular, like anything else, Milka Loki, Memoinim Loi Mishalom. One of those two things. This sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam is a chiddush. Let's think about the Rambam all by itself for a minute. The Rambam has a chiddush that chayvel b'chaver is an exception to the rule. The Gemara says chayvel is an exception to the rule. It's mishalim in a lake. The Gemara has a pasuk for it, and the Rambam says it's an exception not only klapei Pen Yosef, but it's an exception klapei other lavin as well. You have chavolus is chayvel yom kippur, you mishalim and you're not like. Now, this really hinges on. Sort of like a chakir, we could say it as a yeshivish chakir. This din that by chayvul b'chaver you mishalim ain't a like. Ordinarily, we acknowledge you like you ain't a mishalim. But when it comes to chayvul b'chaver, the Torah made an exception. We have a pasuk ken yinosim boy that is mishalim ain't a like. So there's two ways to understand. We could understand, you know, it's this exception the Torah made for chavolus. We could understand it in two ways. We could understand that it's a din in the moment of chayvul b'chaver, that the moment of chayvul b'chaver has a special chumrah, has a special quality that it overrides Malkus. Or we could understand that it's a din in the Malkus of Pen Yosef, that the Malkus of Pen Yosef has a special weakness that it's overridden by Mammon. Right? I mean, without going into time of the code, just in what it says. You know, we have a Xerus HaKos, ordinarily Milka Lokim, Mimonu L'Mishal. Comes along the Torah and says, not by Chayvul B'Chaveri. by Chayvah L'Chaveri, where you have the Malkus of Ben Yosef, and you have the moment of Chamisha Dvarim. So the Torah says, by Chayvah L'Chaveri, rather than say that Ben Yosef overrides the Chamisha Dvarim, we say, Faker, the Chamisha Dvarim override Ben Yosef. So that's Exeris HaKosuf. But what does it say in this Exeris HaKosuf? Is this Exeris HaKosuf in the Chamisha Dvarim, in the moment? Or is it Exeris HaKosuf in the Malkus? Is it Exeris HaKosuf that the moment of Chamisha Dvarim overrides Malkus, which is exceptional? Or is it an Exeris HaKosuf in the Malkus of Ben Yosef that is overridden, that the Malkus of Ben Yosef is overridden, the Malkus of Ben Yosef is overridden by Mammon, and that's what's exceptional. That's what this so that's the Chakir over here, to which the Rambam's Achra is that what is it in the Malkus or is it in the Mammon? Which way is the Rambam Achriya? Is it in the Mammon? Because Rambam says it doesn't matter what lav it is. You could add other lav into the mix. You could it doesn't have to be the lav of Ben Yosef. It could be the lav of Yom Kippur. There's no pasuk over here about Yom Kippur. It doesn't matter. The pasuk, the Xeris HaKosuf, can you know somebody tells me something about Chamisha Dvarim? That the moment of Chamisha Dvarim overrides any and all Malkus. So it overrides the Malkus of Yom Kippur. So you see that the Rabbi Malkapodim holds that it's a din in the moment of Chavolus. If the Tosfos Shonim is Chalak in the Rambam, with Chor would be Machriach, that the Tosfos Shonim is Chalak in the Rambam, so then Chor is going to have to say that it's a din in the Malkus. It's a din in the Malkus of Ben Yosef. But you have other Malkus of Achayse, then you don't have this Xeris HaKosuf. The Chayse is a riot to the Rama. That flow brings this riot. There's a riot to the Rama from Gemara later on. The Gemara later on says, "Stop from the Vav, I'm a giant." What? Oh, Lamed Hayim Beis. Yeah, Lamed Hayim Beis top. The Gemara over there says, what if the following case? Somebody was Chayvel B'Chaveri Pochus Mishover Putu. So what's the din? Chayvel B'Chaveri Pochus Mishover Putu. What's ordinarily the din? Malkus. But while he was Chayvel B'Chaveri Pochus Mishover Putu, he was Kara Shirayim. He also tore his jacket. Says the Gemara, first Gemara says that he is that coin of Yerchanan, he's like Ben Mishal, because the Malkus of Ben Yosef patters him from the moment of paying for his jacket. Yeah. If the din that Chayvel B'Chaveri is this special din of Chayvel B'Chaveri that it's knows, the Gemara says it goes to the regular rule. The rule is milkalaki maimer l'mishal. So that's also a milkalaki maimer l'mishal. The malchus of Ben Yosef patters him from the moment of tearing somebody's jacket. Why didn't I say over there that it's chavolus is an exception to the rule? So it depends. If the din of chavolus is an exception to the rule, is it in the moment of chavolus of chamisha dvarim that the moment of chamisha dvarim overrides malchus? So it's very good. That there is not, it's not moment of chavolus. It's moment of regular mazik moment chaver. It's not chavolus. He didn't. The moment that he's paying for somebody's jacket, that's not chavolus. So then it's very good. But if on the other hand, the chavolus of chavolus is exeris chavolus not about the moment of chamisha dvarim, but about the malchus of Ben Yosef, that the malchus of Ben Yosef is a weak malchus that's overridden by mammon, so over there it's the malchus of Ben Yosef. The malchus over there is a chavolus to a malchus. It's a different kind of mammon, but it's a malchus of chavolus. And it says beferish in that Gemara that that's not an exception to rule. That goes into Rav Yochanan's ordinary rule that milkalaki memayin alei mishal. So you see from there that this Xeris HaKosuf, that this idea that Chavolus is an exception to the rule, is not a din in the Malkus of Ben Yosef, but it's a din in the moment of Chamisha Dvarim. So Ma'am Asherai of the Rama. So Chor is a Kashan Taisu Shon. Right, it's a little bit Chesmedic, but not the end of the world. As long as everything's solid, it's not the end of the world. You hear the word? You hear the issue over here? We have a chakir. We have a din. Chavolus is an exception to the rule. So yesh lach, we'll start with the chakir itself. Yesh lach. Is chavolus an exception to the rule? Is that a din in the moment of chamisha dvarim? Or is it in the malchus of Ben Yosef? Is it in the moment of chamisha dvarim as a special quality that it overrides malchus? Or is it in that the malchus of Ben Yosef has a special quality or a special weakness that it's overridden by mom? So that's totally, that's the chayv. The Rambam is totally. The Rambam's mechas says that the din of that if you have if you chayvel on Yom Kippur, so the moment of chavolus overrides the malchus of Yom Kippur too. Not only the malchus of Ben Yosef, but the malchus of Yom Kippur too. So you see, the Rambam holds that it's a din in the moment. And that's very good. That's the chor exactly what you see in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Hey. But the Gemara over there says the Gemara over there is the opposite case of the Rambam. But the chor, you see the same idea. The Gemara, the Rambam's case is I have moment of chavolus with a malchus of Yom Kippur. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey is the opposite case. I have malchus of chavolus with moment of something else of Koresh Yirayim Shulchan Aruch. Exact opposite. But it says in that Gemara that that's not an exception to rule. That's the regular din of Milka Lokim Moinu L'Mishalim. So you see that Chavolus' exceptionalism is not not a din in the Pen Yosef, in the Malkus, it's a din in the moment. That corroborates the Rambam that the exceptionalism of Chavolus is in the moment, not in the Malkus. And therefore the moment of Chavolus overrides not only Malkus, but a Malkus of Pen Yosef, but it overrides other Malkus as well. This much that Flor Cheshmizat, more or less. That Gemara Lamed Hey is a source for the Rambam. But if it's true that the Tayshonim argues in the Rambam, which we machriach mikarech b'kvegas kasha, because there's only two ways out of b'kvegas kasha, either the Rambam or to say that, either say not like the Rambam, whatever. Anyway, we machriach in Tayshonim, mikarech b'kvegas kasha, the Tayshonim is going to be chaylik on the Rambam. So if you're chaylik on the Rambam, what do you do with the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey? So I think the answer is going to have to be that, yeah.
Why can't just be an exception that doesn't have to be that one's necessarily stronger than the other? It's just that we might even be giving you the weaker punishment.
I'm not being done, which is the weaker punishment, which is the stronger punishment. Like the Gemara before, Imamayna Lekula, Imamayna Lechumah. That I think we spoke about once upon a time. That I think that Gemara about Imamayna, even though that flow is not this way. But I said at the time, I made the argument that the issue of if Moment is a Kula or Moment is a Chumrah, per se, that's when we're making a Pircha and a Matzah. Right now, we can take it just as a Gzeres HaKosov. I'm not necessarily discussing this Gzeres. I don't care if Moment is a Kula, Moment is a Chumrah. What I'm asking is, the din that Chayvah L'Chayvah is an exception to the rule. Maybe the Lamdash. I said it in a language of weakness and strongness. Maybe L'Sabra Saisen. Say it, the Lamdash way to say it is it a din in the Malkus or is it in the Moment? No, it's the rule is Milkalokim Moinu L'Mishal. Always the din is Milkalokim Moinu L'Mishal. I don't care which is more Chumrah, which is more Kal. The Torah said, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Hakosuf, Arbaim Yakenu." The din is that Malkus Pata's moment. That's the din. Malkus Pata's moment. Except the Chayvel Bechayer is the other way around. Moment Pata's Malkus. So I want to know the din that Chayvel Bechayer is unusual. That the moment Pata's the Malkus is that it in the moment of Chayvel Bechayer, or is it in the Malkus of Chayvel Bechayer? It's a different psukim. The moment of Chayvel Bechayer is the psukim of Chamishadvar. The Malkus of Chayvel Bechayer is Pen Yosef. This quality, this din that the Torah says, that the Torah attaches to Chayvah B'Chaveri, that it's an exception. Chayvah B'Chaveri is an exception to the rule. But when the Torah said Chayvah B'Chaveri is an exception to the rule, does the Torah mean the moment of Chayvah B'Chaveri is an exception to the rule? Or does the Torah mean that the Malchus of Chayvah B'Chaveri is an exception to the rule? That's the Chakir over here. So the Rambam tells me that it's the moment of Chayvah B'Chaveri is the exception to the rule. I don't care what Malchus we're talking about. As long as it's moment of Chayvah B'Chaveri, it's an exception to the rule. And that's exactly what it says in the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey. I mean, there's the opposite case of the Rambam, but you see the same thing. The Gemara over there talks about a case where you have the Malkus of Chayvul B'Chaveri, but it's ordinary moment. It's Koresh Anshul Chaveri, it's plain vanilla moment. And the Gemara over there says that that's not an exception to the rule. So you see that it's not the Malkus that makes Chayvul B'Chaveri an exception. It's not the Malkus of Chayvul B'Chaveri that makes Chayvul B'Chaveri an exception. It's the moment of Chayvul B'Chaveri that makes it an exception, which is exactly what the Rambam says. Okay, that's good for the that's good news for the Rambam, but it's bad news for the Tosfos Shonim, because Tosfos Shonim holds he doesn't say beferish. We machriach mekarech bekreges kasha. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe some other. Maybe we're wrong about that. But assuming that we're on solid ground over there, we were machriach mekarech bekreges kasha. In fact, there's only two ways out, and so we were machriach in the Tosfos Shonim that he's going to have to hold that chayvel b'chaveri. If you chayvel b'chaveri in Yom Kippur, then that's not, you don't get the exception. So apparently he holds that the exceptionalism of Chayvul Chaveri is in the Malkus of Pen Yosef. If you have the Malkus of Achayse, for example, then it's not an exception. So what's going to do with the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey? So that's what we were saying before also. And maybe the answer is that Tosfos Shonim is going to have to say that it's a din of both. meaning you have to have both together. The Gzeres HaKosut, that Chayvul HaChaver is an exception to the rule, is only where it's both things. It's the moment of Chayvul HaChaver with the Malkus of Chayvul HaChaver. You put those two things together, then there's some chemical reaction, then it becomes an exception to the rule. But if it's not the moment of Chayvul HaChaver, and if it's not, or if it's not the Malkus of Chayvul HaChaver, either way, then it goes out of being an exception, and then we revert to the regular rule. So therefore, the Marlam and Hay is saying, it may be the Malkus of Chayvul HaChaver, but it's not the moment of Chayvul HaChaver, it's Kodesh, right? So then it's not an exception. But the reverse is also true. If it's the moment of Chayvul HaChaver, but if it's not the Malkus of Chayvul HaChaver, if it's the Malkus of Achoisoi, like the Mishnah Malkus, Kan Shisur Boy, then that's also not an exception. Ratei Shalom will hold that to be an exception to the rule, to get the exceptionalism of Chayvul HaChaver, you have to have both the moment of Chayvul HaChaver together with the Malkus of Chayvul HaChaver. I think that's what we're going to have to say for the Teisha Shalom. Just one more Nekudah also, before we go on. So now as follows. Akaponim, Taishanim apparently holds that in order for Chayvul B'Chaver to be an exception to the rule, it has to be, it's limited to where it's the Malkus of Chayvul B'Chaver. We finished the Mor Daf Lamed. Let's go back to what we said before. Maybe we'll just, okay, we finished that chapter. Go on to the next chapter. So again, back to square one. We had Rabbi Kvegas Kasha. The Mishnah Makas says he was Baal HaChosoi, and he gets Malkus for Baal HaChosoi. That's the Mishnah Makas. And Rabbi Yochanan explains, it's talking about a case of Hisruboy, and therefore the Malkus pops from the moment. We had a question, how does the Malkus, so fine, the Malkus pops from the moment of Knas, but what about the moment of Boishas B'Kah? That's your regular Chavolos. Shitas HaTosis Yishanim is that Baishas Kam is regular Chavolos. We saw Tosis Yishanim and Aleph. It's regular Chavolos. So if it's regular Chavolos, so regular Chavolos should pater for Malkus. So why does he get Malkus Mishum HaChayse? So Al-Kochach, we said, I'm just chazering over now, just this part. So Al-Kochach, the Tosis Yishanim hold that Chayvul B'Chaveri is an exception only when we're talking about the Malkus of Pan Yosef. But if we're talking about the Malkus of HaChayse, we're talking about some other Malkus Menachutz, then Chayvul B'Chaveri is not an exception to the rule. And now I have a question. Ula says, Ula's chaylik in Reichen. Ula says, when you have Momenu Malkus, Mimayna Mishalim Milkalei Lokim. And then Morsi learns that from Chayvul B'Chaveri, from Eidim Zoymimim, and from Tachas Tachas. And we saw Taisus holds. Taisus 4 is Mesupik, Taisus later on Lamed Gimel is Mechia. That Ula really agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that the real rule is Milka Loki Mimayu Le Mishal, because Rabbi Yochanan is Zeres HaKosuf Arboim Yakenu, and just these three cases are exceptions: Edom Zaymim and Chayvel and Knas. So Ula is very close, according to Tosfos. Ula is very close to Rabbi Yochanan. They both agree the rule is Milka Loki Mimayu Le Mishal. The whole machlokes Ula and Rabbi Yochanan is how many exceptions are there. According to Rabbi Yochanan, how many exceptions are there? Two. Chayvel and Ezayim. According to Ula, how many exceptions are there? Three. Because they have tachas, tachas. But Chayvel B'Chaveri itself, according to the Tosfos Yeshanim, it's only an exception to the rule when we're talking about the lav of Chayvel itself. The lav that every Chayvel B'Chaveri has, Pen Yosef. But if you have an extraneous lav min achutz, like a chaysoi, then chayvul b'chaveri is not an exception. Knas is only linked to tachas tachas m'chayvul. So knas is an exception to the rule only by analogy to chayvul b'chaveri. So l'chayvul knas should be an exception to the rule also, only if we're talking about some kind of malchus that's built into knas. I don't know what it might be even. But if you have a malchus min achutz, like a chaysoi, then why should Knas be an exception to the rule? How can it be better than Chayvul? Chayvul B'Chaveri itself is only an exception to the rule vis-a-vis the lav of Pen Yosef. But vis-a-vis other lavin that are not built into Chayvul, just happened to happen over here, like Yom Kippur, or like a chayse, or you know, some other lot, or a chayse, for example. You know, he was bala chayse at the same time. He was pegamer and he was mevayisher, so he has chiyuvei chavolos. Doesn't patter him from the. We don't say that the chavolos patter him from the malchus of a chayse, because that's an extraneous lav menachutz. So tachas tachas says the knas is like chayvel. Chayvel itself only patters from the built-in lav of penyosef, the chavolos the lav. Doesn't patter from an extraneous lav like a chayse. So knas as well, tachas tachas shouldn't be, can't be better than chayvel. So knas itself should, I understand, knas itself, the moment of knas will you know, will patter him from any kind of malchus that's built into every to knas. You know, every ma'anis, if there would be some lav, I don't think there is, but if there would be a lav by ma'anis, so it would be an exception. But a chayso is not not something that's intrinsic to ma'anis. Every ma'anis is not a bala chayso. It happens to be a particular case. It was bala chayso. So why does Ula say? Ula says that by knas, the knas path is the malchus. By a chayso naira, the knas path is the malchus. And he learns that tachas tachas from chayvel. How can we learn tachas tachas from chayvel? By chayvel itself, the moment only path is from malchus of chayvel. Doesn't patter from malchus minachutz, and knas is only that tachas tachas from chayvel. So dial of omen is kenotin. So it should also only patter from some kind of malchus that's built into a chayse, that's built into knas. But how could it patter from some extraneous malchus that happened to happen like a chayse? The mashal, somebody was ma'anis a girl. Somebody was ma'anis her on Yom Kippur in such a way that he was being mechal Yom Kippur at the same time. I don't know exactly what would be the case. Yeah, if you hold it that being, you know, I don't know, if you hold it, be mashu psula is sugin ksuvas. That's called chavol on Shabbos. Or at the same time, he was mechal and kippur in some other. You know, he beat her up at the same time, and he did chavol. Whatever it was, he had some malchus of him kippur at the same time that he was ma'anis. Would we say that the moment of knas pathas from the malchus of him kippur? Charnat, because according to Taisi Shalom, charnat because. The Taishan Shita is that Chavol is only pathas from the Malchus of Pen Yosef, and Knas only with that Tachas Tachas from Chavol. So it's a Kashan in the Gemara. So how can Ula say that Knas only with that Tachas Tachas from Chavol? Chavol itself is only an exception. Taisha says that Ula agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that these three things are exceptions. The rule really is Milkalaki and Mainul Mashalim with three exceptions. And the exception of Knas only after the exception of Chavol. And it's. So Bishlam will point to the Rambam that Chavol. The moment of chayvel patters from any and all malchus. So the moment of knas, tachas tachas tells me patters from any and all malchus, including the malchus of achayse. But according to the Taisus Yishonim, that the moment of boishes upgam, the moment of chavolus, only patters from the malchus of pen Yosef, but it doesn't patter from the malchus of achayse. So tachas tachas, you tell me the knas is the same thing. Can't be better than chayvel. And if and therefore I'll learn out that knas can patter from a lav. Not that there actually is a lav, but if there would be some lav that was built into ma'anis, so I would hear that the moment of knas patters from that malchus. But why should it patter from other malchus menachutz? Chayvel doesn't have that. How can tachas tachas make knas better than chayvel?
It's very similar to our question on
Rabbeinu Tam. Right. So I think what I want to be mechriach is what I said yesterday, the other day before yesterday in Rabbeinu Tam, that nechanami taisus shon is going to have to be chaylik on that taisus. And that's sofik of taisus. There's ula maskim to Rabbeinu that these three things are exceptions to the rule. But the rule is milkaloki mayu lemishal. I think Taishan can't hold away. He's going to have to hold that from these three things we're going to have to kol atarikulo that mayu lemishal milkaloki. And if we learn how to kol atarikulo that mayu lemishal milkaloki, then really I don't care what malchus it is because I learn how to kol atarikulo, including other malchus, that mayu lemishal milkaloki. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's an exception. Chayvel is an exception, so it's only an exception when it's moment of chayvel with malchus of chayvel. Rule holds it's not an exception. From these three things, we make it matzah. We learn at the kol atarikula that memoinim shalom milkaloki. If we learn at the kol atarikula that memoinim shalom milkaloki, then I don't care which malchus it is. What does it matter if it's the malchus of chavolus or not the malchus of chavolus? The din that memoinim shalom milkaloki is not only by chavolus; it's in kol atarikula. I thought this should be a hechreach. The other day we mechreach that Rabbi Tam holds not like Tosis, the Tosis of Ella. I think that this should be a hechreach. Rabbi Tam that the Tosis Shonim also can't hold like the Tosis of Ella. Anyway, a lot of steps here, but the steps are, the journey is worth it for the journey. You know, the steps are important in and of themselves, besides the Hechreya Chavi.
What does that mean with the steer of the Rebbeinu?
What do you mean?
Rebbeinu Tam was calling the steer from the Lomas also. So we wanted to say that yesterday, you know, that Rebbeinu Tam held like the Rambam in the Tosfos Yeshanim, and then on Beis from the Rebbeinu Tam. Tam and the Tzad Chome and Tzad Kal.
Okay, which Rabbeinu Tam?
Oh,
Rabbeinu Tam says Shoshanim to say Taka holds like the Rambam that it's a din that Spacious Kam is not a parsha of Chavolus. Right, so what's fair on that? No, that hecher, that's not Muchuch. The hecher is the other way around. Rabbi Kege is the kasha, it has to be one way out. There might be two ways out. No, I can hold not, I can hold that Spacious. No, again. Rabbi Tam holds like the Rambam. That Chavolus is Boishes of Gam is a kind of Chavol. Is the Rabbi Tam holds that Boishes of Gam is not Chavolus, like the Rambam. Boishes of Gam is not Chavolus. So if Boishes of Gam is not Chavolus, so that's a way out of Rabbi Kegel's Kasha. That doesn't mean he can't have two ways out of Rabbi Kegel's Kasha. The Hechrich, what's generating the Cheshbon, is that there has to be at least one way out of Rabbi Kegel's Kasha. There might be two ways out of Rabbi Kegel's Kasha, but there can't be no ways out of Rabbi Kegel's Kasha. So if you hold that Boishes of Gam, if you hold like the Rambam, that Chayv of the Chaveri and Yom Kippur is Memoinu Mishal Nukul Eloki, you don't have that way out of the Rebbe Kregis Kasher, then you have to take the other way out, that Boishes of Gam is not Chavolus. If you hold that Boishes of Gam is Chavolus, like the Tesh Hashanah, then you have to take the way out of Rebbe Kregis. Right? Yeah. The marker on me. But you could hold both ways. You could hold Rabbeinu Tam and Omer Aleph could hold like the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam and Omer Aleph holds that Boishes of Gam is not Chavolus, that we saw, right? He says the Pircha Malach Mishadvarim is, you know, right? He holds that Boishes of Gam is not Chavolus. And over here, yeah, what's over here? The Hechrich that what? And the Tam says that what?
Tzad Kula.
Is that it's not chorus?
Yeah.
So the Tzad Kula is that it's not chorus. So the Cheshbon, that doesn't stem with this Tosfos, that these three are exceptions. It must be that in Kula Torah Kula, because it's not Miyut, because it's because here we want chorus. So Tachas has to be Miyut. And if it's an exception, it's not Miyut. I don't know if that has anything to do with this issue now. We just said a cheshbon the other day in Rabbeinu Tam. That Rabbeinu Tam.
Why
wouldn't
they include
cards if it's out of the mold? That's what you mean. Well, I think it'd still be a pircha. You want to learn out from these three things. The Gil in the Torah happens to be talking about a case where it's not cards. So, it's still a pircha in the matzad. You want to make a matzad from chayv lechaver and neidim zaymim. So it happens to be that those two cases of Rabbeinu Shalom Milka Loki is talking about where the lav is not a karistic lav. Maybe it's even in the moment, but it happens to be said klapi a lav that's not a karistic lav. So it's still a pircha in the matzad.
It's no actual karistic lav by.
One second. Chayv lechaver and neidim. The lav of Lysana has no chorus. The lav of Pinyasef has no chorus. So Rabbeinu Tam says that's the Moris Picha. How could Ulun add from there to call it the Kulu, the Mainam Shalom Milkali Loki? The limit will be limited to cases of Chai Be Lavin. That's talking the Moris Picha, and therefore we need a Gzer Shov of Tachas Tachas, which is Meyutr, tell me even by chorus. Said yesterday, must not like the can't be like the Tosfos that these three things are exceptions to the rule, because then it's not miyuter. That was the cheshbon the other day. It's not miyuter. It's just telling me that this is a third exception. That's not a yit. It's not miyuter. It must be no. I'm going to learn out from you to call it. I learn out to call it terkulos. I already know all the lavin in the world.
There's a bit of
time. 1 second. So I know all the lavin in the world. Yeah. So it's mochach and rebbeinu tam that these three things that he's learning up in ula that these three things are not exceptional. We learn out from you to call it terkulos, which is. And Tesh Shana also saying, from these three things, we're going to have to call it Torah Kula. I don't think the issues are related. I know, but Aleph, Tesh Rabbeinu Tam holds, and Amar Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam, and Tesh Shana have a machlekes. Is Boishes of Gam chavolus or is it not chavolus? So it happens to be Taisir when a Tam holds Beishas Gam is not chavolus, and Taisir Shon holds Beishas Gam is chavolus. That has to do with how they learn the Sugan on Amar Aleph, but Lumar is Malach HaMishadvar. You know, Malach HaMishadvar, Shem Chayav HaMishadvar. According to Rebbeinu Tam, we're talking about Beishas Gam, it's also HaMishadvar. I asked the Taisir Shoshon. And Rebbeinu Tam would answer that Beishas Gam is not chavolus. So we have a focus. Is Beishas Gam chavolus or is it a new Pasha? Machaikis, let's say Taisir Shoshon and Rebbeinu Tam. But now I'm saying that both Taisir Shoshon and Rebbeinu Tam, for other reasons, different kinds of Chajbainis, they both have to learn that according to Ula, these three things are not just exceptions to the rule. They make a rule for Kol HaTorah Kulo. I'm getting at it from a different angle. According to Rebbeinu Tam, the Chesmon is, but different Rebbeinu Tam altogether, because Rebbeinu Tam holds that the Pircha of Ma'atzad HaShav Hashem Sheishim and Sarkal is that they're only Chayvei Laban. So how do we know Chayvei Koros? So we have Tachas Tachas. So yes, where does it say in Tachas Tachas Chayvei Koros? Only from the fact that it's Miyuta. Well, but if this is only an exception to rule and it's not miyuter, by definition, it's just a third exception. A third exception, not miyuter. I need the Torah to make a third exception. It must be that no, I'm not using this. It must be that they don't have Rabbi Yochanan's gzeres a kosev or Rabbi Yakenu. So you have a matzah and a lenach fear to call the Torah kula. At least by chayv elavin that mamonim shalom mikolay loki. But I don't know it yet by chayv koras. So tachas is miyuter. What's it miyuter? It's miyuter because I don't need it for chayv elavin. I don't need it for Chayv Elavin because it's a rule in Kol HaTorah Kulo for all Chayv Elavin. Once it's in Kol HaTorah Kulo, then I don't matter. It could be all Lavin in the world. You could add more Lavin. Once it's a rule to Kol HaTorah Kulo, then Mamonim Shalom Milkul Eloki, then it's a rule to Kol HaTorah Kulo. So, okay, just to sum up, basically, we talked through three things today. They're in the pilpul of the sugya, they're connected. But fundamentally, it's three separate issues. One issue is Rabbi Kvega's kasha. Rabbi Kvega's kasha in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah Malkus is talking about Kishi Yisrubai. So the Malkus patas from the moment. So Rabbi Kvega said, okay, the Malkus of Achosai patas from the moment of Knas. That's always the rule. Milkaloki Mamayna Le Mishal. That's the Gemara. Correct, Rabbi Kvega. But what about Boshes of Gam? Boshes of Gam is Chavolis. Chavolis are an exception to the rule. By Chavolis Mamayna Mishal Milkaloki. So in the Mishnah Malkus, by Bala Chayse, why does he get Malkus? The moment of Chavolis should part from the Malkus. So we said that question is Machriach one of two things, both of which are Machlekes Vishayna. Either it's Machriach that Boshes of Gam is not Chavolis, or it's Machriach that Chavolus is only an exception vis-a-vis the Lav of Pen Yosef, not vis-a-vis other Lav in such a Chesed. One of those two things, those are the only two ways out of Rabbi Kvega, out of Rabbi Kvega's Kasha. Which therefore means that any Rishon who does not have one way out is going to have to use the other way out. So, the Rama, for example, who holds that Chavolus is an exception even Klapa Yom Kippur, so he doesn't have that way out, he's going to have to use the other way out, that Boshes Gam is not Chavolus, which he happens to hold. The Tosfos Yeshanim and Amud Aleph, who says that Boshes Gam is Chavolus, says Kemat Beferish, that Boshes Gam is Chavolus, so he doesn't have that way out. He's going to have to take the other way out, that Chavolus is only an exception. Klapi Pen Yosef is not an exception. Klapi other things such as Achais. That was one piece. Then we talked about the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei. The Gemara Daf Lamed Hei is the Chayyur Raya to the Rambam about Yom Kippur. The Gemara Daf Lamed Hei says that if he was Chayvul Pachas Mishav Pruta, and at the same time he was Karash Yirayim, to wear the guy's jacket. So the Gemara says that's not an exception. That's regular milkaloki mimoyda leimishal. So you see that the exceptionalism of chavol of chayvul is only where it's the moment of chayvul, where it's other kinds of moment. It may be pen yosef, it's the lav of chavolus, but it's not the moment of chavolus. Then it's not an exception. So you see that chavolus is its exceptional quality derives from the momentus of chavolus and not from the malchus of chavolus. That's a strong raya to the Rambam. If we'll say, as I wanted to be mechriach, that the Tosfos Shonim doesn't agree to that Rambam, or maybe there's other Shonim don't agree to that Rambam. If anybody wants to disagree with Rambam, what are they going to do with the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey? So I'm saying, no, there's another. So a couple of Talmidim also pointed out that there's another that we could answer, that maybe in order for a Chavolas to be an exception, you have to have both the moment of Chavolas and the Malchus of Chavolas. And if either ingredient is missing, then Chavolas is not an exception. That was one topic we talked about today. And then the other issue was, how does this bear on the Tisus before, the Tisus of Elu Ula? The Tisus learns up that Ula fundamentally agrees to Rechla, that really Milkalaki and Kalatara Kulu and Mamayu Lemeshal. And just that Chayvel and Edim Zaymimim and Ula also adds Knas with Tachas Tachas, those three are exceptions to the rule. So I said, the new issue that I'm bringing up today is, if you learn, not like the Rama, that Chayvel L'Chaver is only an exception when we're talking about the lav of Chayvel L'Chaver and Yosef. But if you bring in other extraneous lav, and then Chayvel stops being an exception. Right, I was going to say, if we say not like that Rama, you had a pilpul that Tashonim holds not like that Rama. Whatever. If you say not like that Rama, A. And B, if you say like Tosfos, that Ula agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that these three things are exceptions, but really the rule is Milkalaki Mimayna Le'Mishalom. So that means that these are only exceptions. So the same way in Rabbi Yochanan, Chayvel is only an exception, klapi the lav of Chayvel. It's not an exception, klapi other lav. So according to Ula, there are three exceptions, but the Chayvel will also be the same thing. There'll only be exceptions, klapi their own lav, not klapi other extraneous lav. But how does that work? The Gemara wants to use Ula. Ula wants to explain the din of Baal HaChayse, that the Knas patis from the moment of HaChayse. That the Knas patis from the Malkas of HaChayse. The Malkas of HaChayse is an extraneous lav min HaChutz. It's not built into the situation of Knas. It's like Yom Kippur. It happens to be that she was a sister. It happens to be that it was Yom Kippur. It's a Malkas min HaChutz. How can Ula say that Mamayna Mishal and Milkalei Laki over there? It's only an... the Knas is an accept... The rule is really Milkalei Laki and Mamayna. Knas is an exception because it has a gzera shava to chayvel. Chayvel itself is only an exception, klapi an internal lab, not klapi some extraneous lab. So Knas could be an exception, klapi an internal lab, if there was one, but not klapi an extraneous lab. So from that, I want to be mechriach that it must be that in Chayim, Tosfos Shonim is not going to be able to hold like that Tosfos. That was the last piece today. Okay, sorry, how do I stop this? Okay, good. I guess we'll stop here. We're running out of time, right? Is Bible today?